pressure-packed Saturday at the Times Union Center in downtown Jacksonville, 55 finalists vied for 34 roster spots on the 2016 Roar of the Jaguars. The finalists included a mix of returning Roar cheerleaders and ladies trying to make the team for the first time.
We started with 173 candidates. Now we're at finals. We're down to 55 people, 30 of which have been veterans in the past. So now trying to get down to our squad of 34 people is really, really tough because everybody's amazing. All 55 candidates could be on the team.
The final auditions included two rounds, the first with an introduction and some more basics, including a double pirouette, splits, and a kickline combination before a short choreographed dance. The second round consisted of a talent portion where each finalist showed her personality with anything from singing to rhythmic gymnastics. In order to make the team, all members of the Roar must try out again the next year, including three-year Roar member Jessica, a captain and last year's Pro Bowl representative. Even for a veteran trying out for her fourth season, the process starts well ahead of the audition.
I feel like the season has really prepped me for this audition because it's a lot of what we do out there on the field, cheering at the games. But we are in dance classes working on our technique. We have to have our splits, flexibility, skills. And obviously, we have to practice picking up dance choreography.
For JAG's Associate Director of Cheerleading, Christy Steckman-Zenda, the annual process keeps the roster fresh.
It's just like, you know, football. Every player has to keep that spot. Every cheerleader has to keep that spot. If you're in a Broadway show, you know, you have to audition every 6 months or so. So we like to keep it fresh, and we like to keep people on their toes, and nothing's a guarantee, and it's going to be tough today.
The 2016 Roar of the Jaguars roster is set to be officially announced Monday. For Jaguars.com, I'm JP Sheffield.